This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Obamacare is a disaster. Yeah, President Trump, it looked like he was speaking with reporters on Air Force One talking about Obamacare. So when we were talking about the government shutdown and why the Democrats voted to shut down the federal government, it was pretty obvious from day one. They were shutting down the federal government because they don't think that $36, $37, $38 trillion in debt is enough debt. They wanted to add another $1.6 trillion to the debt that's been crippling America. And then on top of that, they wanted to give your money to illegal aliens. So everybody else from everywhere else that came into this country illegally can get the free health care that has become so expensive for you because of Obamacare and other big government measures, right? And so the Democrats thought they finally had a winner. They thought that, well, if we could convince the American people that the reason why we were shutting down the government was to make their health care less expensive, we've got a winning issue. And then that fell flat on its face because the American people see what a devastating train wreck Obamacare has been. And so anyway, that's where things stand. So anyway, then they wanted to make the fight about Obamacare. And as we laid out, we had a great guest, Lauren Stewart from Americans for Prosperity, who joined us in Washington, D.C. And she pointed out how, look, the subsidies that they were fighting for only make the costs go up even higher, and it wastes your taxpayer dollars, and it takes away options from people who are on these so-called affordable care plans. Here you go. This is President Trump speaking, I think, on Air Force One.
Healthcare subsidies is a good question. So Obamacare, which is the Unaffordable Care Act, it is totally unaffordable. We want, you see the kind of money the insurance companies are making.
All right, a little hard to hear him there in that audio clip, but bottom line is what President Trump is saying is that what the Democrats want to do is take your money, take your taxpayer dollars, and then put that money right into the pockets of the insurance companies. And remember what happened with the electric vehicle subsidies? What happened? Did EVs become less expensive? Did they become more affordable because the government was helping to fund electric vehicles? No. The EV manufacturers basically just raised the price of the EVs. And people thought that, oh, well, there's these tax credits to get EVs. So they went out and got the EVs for a more expensive price. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing with Obamacare, is they're funneling this money right into the pockets of the insurance companies. The prices for everybody's health care continues to go up. Your options continue to go down. And what President Trump and the Republicans are saying is, hey, instead of us giving this money to the insurance companies, let's give it right back to you, the American people, to talk about so that you can choose the health care that's best for you. And you can actually use it to go towards health care instead of the money just basically going to the insurance companies, whether you get health care or not.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see some partial sunshine at times with high temperatures approaching the mid-50s for Bozeman, closer to 60 for a high temperature for Billings. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s for Bozeman, but lower 40s tonight for Billings. Tuesday, dry for Bozeman, slight chance for morning shower for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is House Call for Health. November is COPD Awareness Month, an effort to educate about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a leading cause of death and disability in the U.S. Long-term exposure to lung irritants like tobacco smoke or chemicals can damage lungs and airways, although one in four people who live with COPD never smoked. Other risk factors include a history of childhood respiratory infections, smoke exposure from coal or wood-burning stoves, secondhand smoke, asthma, and more. You can take steps to reduce the risk, like quitting smoking, trying to avoid that secondhand smoke, staying up to date with vaccinations that help protect against respiratory viruses, also using appropriate protective equipment and attending safety training if you're exposed to chemicals, dust, and fumes in the workplace. You can get more information at lung.org, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Oh, man, this was hilarious. I almost forgot about this story right in the middle of Friday's Montana Talks. The Billings Gazette had a story where they were oh so concerned because Native Americans were eating bison during the Democrats' government shutdown that stopped food stamp benefits and everything. It's like, oh, no, the shock, the horror. White liberals discover that Native Americans like to eat bison. That was Friday's Montana Talks. Wait till Monday.
High Caliber Plumbing and Heating is your veteran-owned, family-owned, and fully licensed local plumbing expert, serving Montana with pride since 2005. Looking to cut utility costs? Take advantage of the Home Efficiency Rebate Program. Ask about Renai tankless water heaters. They heat water on demand, use less energy, and never run out of hot water. From simple repairs and full installs to new construction, High Caliber has over 30 years of experience bringing efficient solutions to every job. Visit HighCaliberPlumbing.com or call today.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, back earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, our friend Lane Nordlund with the Western Ag Network had a great rundown of the latest with regard to different foods and tariffs and which ones are being rolled back. But, hey, it's a brand new hour. A lot of folks just getting up and rolling with us. Plus, it's always great to get Evelyn Pyburn's take with the Big Sky Business Journal, joining us every Monday here as we get back to business. Yeah, Evelyn, I think for a lot of folks this would be seen as the good news story of the day here. President Trump rolling back some of these tariffs on some food.
Yeah, it came out last Friday, I think, that he's removing reciprocal tariffs on food products, including coffee and tea, tropical fruits and fruit juices, cocoa and spices, beef and tomatoes. And the decision modifies tariffs he imposed in April. And I'm sure they're, you know, that's going to be greeted with a lot of happiness from people who are getting kind of weary of going to the store and seeing prices increased on everything. But I don't know how fast you can expect to see this filter through, because the markets don't respond really fast usually to any change, and it takes a while for prices going down or going up or anything to work its way through the system. And I think that's part of the reason we kind of see the prices of food going up now is from things that have happened quite some time in the past. And so, you know, I hope it comes down faster, but I'm not sure they're going to.
Yeah, I know for coffee in particular, I mean, you know, some of these items, you know, what can you do with, what can you do without? Coffee is one of those must-haves. Now, of course, you have some flexibility there in terms of you can, shift. If you're somebody who gets a fancier style of coffee, you can downgrade a little bit. But I know for some Montana coffee makers in particular that get the beans imported and then they might roast them here and put their own flair on it that way, that has been a key challenge for some of those domestic coffee folks in particular. Bananas, I kind of feel like that's something. But either way, the bottom line is that the President Trump is really working to reverse the massive inflation. And he's already stopped the bleeding with regard to massive inflation increases. But the hardest part is, how do you peel back? You know, you think about, you know, peeling a banana. How do you peel back all of that inflation that has been baked into the price of goods now for so many years because of the Joe Biden, John Tester regime?
Yeah, and that's what I think some of the price increases have been. And what I was saying, you know, it's taken them a long while to perk through to hitting the store shelves in some cases. And of course, there's other things impacting the beef industry. But and you have to wait for a whole growing season on some of these food products. So, yeah, I don't know how quick we'll see them. Although, you know, I've noticed that if you go through the grocery store and you're looking for deals or shopping around from one store to another, you can get some really good deals at times. So, but I don't think everybody has time to do that much shopping.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. What are some of the other things that are catching your eye in the news? One of the big ones, speaking of President Trump last week, was he had talked about this idea of moving towards 50-year mortgages, which, you know, there's definitely pros and cons to that.
Yeah, well, one of the things I came across that I think is good news is that the U.S. Census Bureau says that 40.3% of U.S. home owner occupied housing is mortgage free, and that's a new high, up from 39% in 2023. The portion of homeowners with no mortgage has ticked up almost every year since 2010, when it was 32.8%, according to an online information company called FastCompany.com. The demographics of older homeowners is most likely to be the reason for the increase, as Americans live longer and the massive baby boomer generation ages into their senior years. The U.S. population has shifted to where people are older now, and they're pushing up that share of homeowners without mortgages. And according to another analysis, 54% of the 35 million U.S. homeowners who are mortgage-free are over age 65, and people age 65 and older make up more than a third of current U.S. homeowners. So that kind of dovetails a little bit with some of the things we talked about last week about how these aging baby boomers aren't getting out of the way. They're staying in the work market and staying involved more than people might think, and they're not rushing to retire so much.
Yeah, this is part of that silver tsunami. You know, one thing that's just I find fascinating to think about when it comes to the silver tsunami and the baby boomers, you know, eventually retiring and then eventually moving out of, you know, you think that's such a massive population chunk. I wonder what people are saying or thinking about what comes after the silver tsunami hits, right? And what happens when now all of a sudden that baby boomer generation, you know, passes. Does that free up a lot more housing? Anyway, I just think it's fascinating to think about how that's going to change just everything, the economy, housing, affordability, all of that. All right, stand by. Back right after this quick break.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
People are still talking about the New Jersey governor's race, asking how much of a factor was Donald Trump? While the president didn't campaign in person with Jack Cittarelli, the Republican candidate embraced Trump. The problem is a majority of New Jersey voters disapprove of Trump's job performance. Plus, two-thirds said they were unhappy with how things were going in the country today, and most of them backed governor-elect Democrat Mikey Sherrill. And while about 1 in 10 said their vote for governor was to show support for Trump, nearly four times as many were expressing their opposition to the president. Simple math was also a factor for Sherrill, as many more Garden Staters identify as Democrats than Republicans. It also helped that Sherrill was better liked. 56% of New Jersey voters hold a favorable opinion of her. That's 45% for Cittarelli. You can see all the results from our New Jersey voter poll at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Puri.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
At Montana Harvest, we have a product by North American Urban Spice called Oregaresp. People struggling with any respiratory conditions could potentially benefit from taking this multi-spice extract. This synergistic formula is full of antioxidants. We have it in oil form, capsule, and liquid soft gels. Great for boosting the immune system and protecting yourself from any viral infections that attack your respiratory health. Stop in today and grab a bottle of Oregaresp. It's great for kids and pets, too. Montana Harvest is located at 1710 Grand Avenue, or you can give us a call at 406-252-6969. Do you want to start feeling good again, have more energy, start sleeping better and feeling better? Then listen to our podcast, Let's Stay Healthy, at letsstayhealthymt.com, where you can gain great information on ways to improve your health naturally. We have amazing guests that join the show. Tune in now at letsstayhealthymt.com.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump on Friday abruptly ended U.S. tariffs on beef and several other imported foods from other countries, reversing one of his hallmark trade policies amid growing concern over high grocery prices. The price of beef in grocery stores has been a particular concern for the president and said he intended to take action to try and lower the price. The president's tariff on Brazilian beef was as high as nearly 77%. By removing the beef tariffs, the administration says they aim to increase imported beef supplies, especially from Brazil and Argentina, ease price pressure in the U.S. market, and reduce trade friction ahead of new agreements with Latin American partners. Food and nutrition groups welcome the rollback, noting that import taxes were an important contributor to the supply chain costs. But ranchers in the countryside say the move to import beef from South America is not the solution. In addition to removing tariffs on foreign beef, the president signed an executive order that also removes tariffs on tea, fruit juice, cocoa, spices, bananas, oranges, tomatoes, and certain fertilizers. Some of the products covered aren't produced in the U.S., and the administration says that tariffs meant to spur domestic production had little effect, but reducing the tariffs will still likely mean lower prices for consumers, the White House added. I'm Lane Nordlund.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, so there you go. You also heard the shorter rundown. Lane Nordlund had a lengthier report, of course, earlier on in the Western Ag Network Farm and Ranch report, but now you just heard the shorter version of that, the shorter summary. Evelyn Byburn, any quick reads and anything that stood out to you additionally from what Lane had in that report that was a little different from the 625 report?
Well, I couldn't hear that report.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, I apologize while you're on the studio phone. I've continued to talk with our team. That should be a fix that should be able to be made. But anyway, neither here nor there. There's radio shows across the country that do this stuff every day. Let's jump right into another topic then. We've talked a little bit about AI and these data centers that are needed What was it? In the 6 o'clock hour, I shared a soundbite from, I think it was Mark Morano and Victor Davis Hanson. I think a guy at Google alone says he needs like 100 gigs of power every year. That they, basically they need 100 new nuclear power plants every single year just to provide the power that is needed moving forward. But you're looking at these AI data centers from another standpoint. Not only do they need power, they need water as well.
Yeah, and I would think that's a bigger issue in Montana than power. But while there's a lot being reported about the enormous needs for the electricity that AI data centers need, there's little being mentioned that there's huge quantities of water they need to cool their systems. A single data center can consume upwards of 5 million gallons, which is enough for a small town of 50,000 people. According to the Upper Missouri Waterkeeper, this demand faces existing needs in Montana basins that are already over-allocated for water. The data centers use water directly with cooling water pumped through their pipes and around their computer equipment, which gets very hot. They also use water indirectly through the water required to produce the electricity they need. And it is estimated that in 2023, U.S. data centers consumed 17 billion gallons of water. And it is projected that could double or quadruple. And I don't know what over what time frame, but in Montana, they were talking about 6 data centers being proposed to be located. Although over the weekend, I think I heard news that the one in Great Falls was pulling out. So maybe we're down to 5. But the need to cool the system is one reason that colder states like Montana is attractive to these developers. And just to underscore that fact, a website called Wired just announced that the best states in which to locate data centers are Texas, Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Now, they talked a lot about the infrastructure in Texas as a reason, and they didn't really mention why the other 3 states were considered prime locations. But
I know in Montana, typically they talk about, you know, the fact that we have cooler temperatures and cooler year-round weather is good for these data centers, because it's kind of like when you pass, if you work at a business or like at our radio stations, if you pass by that bank of servers, they put out a lot of heat. They need to be cool. They, you know, a lot of computers, et cetera. And so yeah, the cooler, you know, cooler temperatures overall, cooler climate is a good thing for those data centers. And then, you know, in rural Montana, you've got more space as well to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there must be systems where you can rotate the water and not have to constantly have new water, I would think, for cooling. But, you know, I don't know. One of the other news items I encountered is a company called Snowcap just announced that they have developed new technology that will greatly reduce AI's need for electricity and for water. It has something to do with semiconductors, which leaves me lost almost immediately. But maybe the demand for electricity and water won't be quite such a big demand or big issue as they go forward if this company is really doing this and can bring some greater economies to scale. That would be good, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Evelyn, if you can, I've got the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet in front of me right now. Several of these stories we're talking about, of course, featured prominently in the hot sheet. But Evelyn, I want to get your take also just when it comes to these data centers, because there's even some conservatives who I think are falling into an anti-business trap when it comes to these data centers. Now, obviously, there's some good questions that need to be asked about, okay, where are they going to get the power from? Who's going to pay for the infrastructure to provide that power? And, you know, most of us think that burden should fall on the backers of these data centers. But I think there's a lot of conservatives that are falling into this anti-business trap. I'll explain in 60 seconds and we'll get And thankfully, Evelyn Pyburn's able to stick around with us here for a couple more minutes. So, Evelyn, when it comes to these data centers, I'm noticing that there's even some folks on the right who I think are taking this knee-jerk kind of reactionary stance and without maybe even realizing it. Because are there some questions that need to be raised when it comes to data centers and how much energy they're going to need and where are we going to get the energy from? Yes, and who should pay for the infrastructure? Like, for example, I was reading in Rural Montana Magazine, which is a product of the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association, when the Bakken started booming and oil and gas industry needed all of this energy, all of this electricity, they paid for the bulk of that infrastructure to build out new power lines. And it was a really good deal for those rural electric cooperatives. They were able to then use that to keep their rates lower for their existing customers. And I feel like there's even some conservatives who are taking this knee-jerk anti-business stance on data centers. And the big picture from my standpoint is we have got to rebuild our industrial base here in Montana. And frankly, if we want to ever truly see lower property taxes, we've got to rebuild our industrial base. And so just knee-jerk opposing new industry, I don't think is a smart move.
Yeah, I think some of that's just kind of a natural human reaction to any kind of a change. But when you listen to media, that's the main thing they seem to hype with AI is a huge dosing of fear. Everything, you know, from the costs that might be imposed upon communities to everybody losing their jobs, you know. And I don't think it's anything to have too much concern about, because as this industry, as with all industries, as they advance, all these issues get worked out or figured out. Or like this company coming up with a new technology. I mean, that's some of the fear factor, too, is when they talk about people losing their jobs. They always have this kind of fear-mongering with new technology. Going back with computers, you know, we all weren't going to be needed anymore. And that's because we can see how it's impacting what exists now and what jobs there are now, but we can't visualize very well what's going to happen in the future, because this kind of technology generates new ideas and new things to do and improves life in ways we can't even imagine. And so I think a lot of these things are promulgated by this inability to see the future and what that will bring. One of the things I think might be really good is an idea that a company should produce their own
own energy to the table. No, and that's one of the things people are discussing. Yeah, we definitely need more energy, period, across the board. All right, Evelyn, appreciate your insight. Thanks again.
Hello, I'm Janice, and welcome to your Meditative Minute. Today, we're going to talk about deep breathing, something we all need to do more of, especially when you're getting ready to call your health plan and deal with one of those automated phone trees. You know how it feels to get into an endless phone loop when you just have a simple question that could take 2 minutes or less, but you end up getting passed around every department in the health plan except the one you need, because the automated phone system can't understand simple English. And then pretty soon, you've lost your zen.
Shouldn't your health plan help you reduce stress, not add to it? That's why you'll talk to a real person when you choose Pacific Source Health Plans.
Tranquil Town. Back to Tranquil Town. Okay, Janice, you got this.
Human service, not automated phone trees. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans goes beyond what's required.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Why would any business let you use their product and give you 365 days of reassurance? Mattress Firm does because they believe in their mattresses. Save on top brands like Nectar, Tempur-Pedic, Beauty Rest, Servant, Stearns & Foster, and others. Mattress Firm carries $149 mattresses all the way up to the luxury Purple Rejuvenate Premier. 0% of payments as low as $39 a month, along with 365 days of reassurance. See why Mattress Firm is Montana's best place to find the sleep you deserve.
Mattress Firm.
Thank you for voting the Martial Arts Academy as the Billings Gazette Reader's Choice for 2025. The Martial Arts Academy was established in 2001 and teaches Taekwondo and Judo and self-defense mixed in. Martial Arts Academy Billings can help you or your family member develop confidence, discipline, focus, and awareness beginning as young as age 5. Call 406-591-9000 or visit them at 528 Lake Elmo Drive in the Heights. Try a couple of free classes at Martial Arts Academy of Billings.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we do have the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to react to anything we've been covering over the last hour and a half or so, we've pretty much got the phone lines open for the entire morning here as we're in your morning drive time. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, I need to go in there and look at some of the app messages coming in here as well. Sometimes I get a little busy and then I think, oh, man, I got to go in and see what's coming in here. Let's see. Cameron in Billings, with regard to the data centers, Cameron says, I, for one, see these data centers as a blight on the American people. The majority of costs of infrastructure projects gets put on the American people. Add in the costs of running these campuses, and you have a big bill going to the people. We need strong representatives who won't get bought out into supporting these locations. AI doesn't build the economy. The financial in and outs aren't going back to help the states. Okay, so what do you do then, Cameron? So you're saying, I don't like it. You're saying, but what do you do? If our country needs it, if our economy needs it, if American national security needs it, are you just willing to just let China take it all over again? Again, I would go back to what they did, and if any of you are members of electric cooperatives, for example, if you're a member of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative in the Billings area, if you're a member of Flathead Electric Cooperative in the Kalispell area, when you get your Rural Montana magazine, I think the last two editions, it's a monthly magazine, the last two editions, one of my favorite sections is it's like their Ask a Manager section, where they go out to the general managers of these electric cooperatives and they throw three of them the same question. And then three of them give their take. And one of the questions that they've been covering is a question about data centers and energy. And one of them, I think it was the GM of Sheridan Electric, which is not at Sheridan, Montana. That's Sheridan County. So Sheridan, Montana is in southwest Montana. Sheridan County, far northeast corner of Montana. That's how Montana rolls, right? We put towns named one thing in one part of the state and then counties named the same thing in another part of the state. And sometimes one river will be the same name, and or you'll have the same name for eight different rivers, all in the same state, but same name for the river, right? But anyway, the Sheridan Electric GM was talking about how when we started to see this rocking of the Bakken and the Bakken oil and gas boom in the Bakken oil fields in Montana and North Dakota, and so you needed all this electric infrastructure for those well sites and for some of the other support that was out there. Well, the oil and gas industry, by and large, paid for that infrastructure. That's why the Keystone XL pipeline was so desirable, for example, for these rural electric cooperatives, because the rural electric cooperatives, which provide power to folks in rural areas or what traditionally has been outside the city limits, although as city limits expand, you're seeing more folks become, you know, customers and members of the electric cooperatives as well. But they saw this new customer base as a way to help pay the cost to support their existing customer base. I think that should be a model for how we treat these data centers as well, or any other. See, here's the thing, is that people are saying, well, I don't want this, or I don't want that. Well, do you want a new box store? Probably not. But it's still going to get built, and it's still going to be put there. I want new mines up and running. Well, getting a new mine up and running is going to take power, is going to take electricity. That's why the miners in Butte were just as supportive of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip, not only because they have common sense and they support their fellow miners and the folks who then turn that mined coal into electricity, but they also know that they need a lot of power to support a mine, to support these high-wage jobs. So whether you're data mining or whether you're copper mining, you need power. And Montana needs to rebuild our industrial base. And so that's just my cautionary note, is to some of the, even on the right, who are embracing this anti-business rhetoric and just opposing things just for the sake of opposing things. Asking good questions is important, but just straight up opposing things I think is wrong-headed, because all you're doing is feeding into the far left environmental extremists who want to shut down your business, who want to shut down your job, who want to block your mind from coming up and running. And they'll use, well, we just don't have the water. Yeah, we do. We just release it all downstream every spring. Well, we don't have the power. Yes, we do. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. We've got the power. They just don't want us to have it. They want China to have all the power. They don't want America. They don't want Montana to have the power. That's because they want us to be subservient. They want us controlled by the government. They want us sitting back saying, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do without the federal government paying for my food? They want you dependent on them. The same people that shut down the government and took away your ability to have food if you're dependent on food stamps are the same people that want you to be dependent on them, the same people who took it away from you. They're straight up using you if you are a Democrat voter or reliant on some of these programs. They are using you. They want you to be dependent. And, you know, we've had some fun mocking the liberal media mob. You know, on Friday, I joked about the Billings Gazette. Oh, no. Native Americans had to eat bison because of the government shutdown. Like as if like these woke white liberals at the Billings Gazette didn't know that Native Americans eat bison. And their argument is, well, because of the government shutdown, they had to kill some bison to feed the tribe. Well, first off, then my friend Ron Catlett, who lives in Kalispell, he had a great response. The blood of these bison is in Schumer's hands. The blood of the bison is on Schumer's hands. That's what But that's what these woke white liberals in the media and the Associated Press and the Billings Gazette, that's what they didn't want to say. Like, they want to do this tug on the heartstring story about, oh, these bison were killed because of the government shutdown. Okay, well, first off, that's not a bad thing. The bison are there for food, and they're using them for food. The real crisis, as I said early on in the government shutdown, is the fact that so many people are dependent on the government for food in the first place. And that's what they want. See, again, this whole access to power, access to water. We've got the power. We've got the water. We just release the water downstream every spring and early summer. We've got the power. They just don't want us to have the ability to get to it. We've got the rare earth minerals. They just don't want us to mine for it. And it's because they want us, they want you to be dependent on the federal government. Where am I going to get my food with the government shutdown? Well, the tribe said, oh, we've got food right here. Here you go. By the way, wasn't it interesting? Some of you guys saw this story. Which tribe was it? Because there were several tribes that were harvesting bison to feed folks during the government shutdown. I read that on the Fort Peck Reservation, what is it, like a third of the population is dependent on food stamps for food. And again, that should not have to be the case in a state like Montana. You should not have a third of your population dependent on the government for food. But again, the Democrats want you to be dependent on them for basic necessities, because then you vote them into power and then they get to go live high on the hog. Remember John Tester when he was in office? He loved the bistro cacao. The bistro cacao. See, you get to be dependent on the government for basic food so that he can live high on the hog back in Washington, going to places like the Bistro Cacao. Like, it's deliberate. And that's my point, is that if we get these mines up and running, we get our timber industry rocking and rolling, is people shouldn't have to be dependent on the government for food. You know, I talked about the Fort Peck Reservation, and I think they said that one-third of the people are dependent on food stamps for food. Do you guys remember when we did our show from Libby? What was that, a month or two ago? I think it was, probably about a month or so ago. And we were talking with the woman who runs a program called Love, Inc. And they just meet the needs of people who need food, people who need maybe housing, people who need this support, people who need that support. And we talked about the fact that Libby used to have 3,000 kids in their schools, and now they only have 1,000 kids in their schools. And the point that she made is, she says they've referred to Lincoln County as, quote, white reservation because of the poverty. So think about this. Big government Democrats and their far left judges like Don Malloy shut down jobs, shut down industry, and now you've got people in places that shouldn't be dependent on the government that are dependent on the government for basic necessities. It's by design.
Fox Sports Update.
So that's the way it ends tonight in Foxborough. First game of week number 11, 27-14. New England on Thursday night.
8 consecutive wins for the New England Patriots. On Prime Video, the Pats beat the Jets 27-14 to improve their record to 9-2, best in the NFL. 1 year ago, New England's record at this point in the season was 3-8. First-year Patriots coach Mike Vrabel watched his second-year quarterback Drake May throw for 281 yards and a touchdown, a score to Travion Henderson, who reached the end zone 3 times versus the Jets. Henderson ran for 2 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs went over 100 receiving yards for the third time this season, 9 catches, 105 yards. Jets quarterback Justin Fields threw 1 touchdown, ran for 67 yards. The Jets record dropped to 2-8. College football Sun Belt Conference. Old Dominion went to town on Troy with a 33-0 shutout. ODU was 7-3, dropped Troy to 6-4. First time in 9 years Old Dominion has won 7 games in the season. It's a College Football Friday on Fox, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. 8th-ranked Oregon hosts Minnesota on Fox Network TV.
The nationally MVP is Shohei Ohtani. The American League MVP, Aaron Judge.
The announcements made by Don Mattingly on MLB Network Thursday. Ohtani won his third straight MVP award and second in as many years since he joined the Dodgers. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber a distant second, fourth unanimous MVP in 5 years for Ohtani. Third MVP in 4 years for Aaron Judge, who won a second straight in the American League, beat out the Mariners' Cal Raleigh. Judge received 355 voting points, Raleigh 335. NBA, Devin Booker scored 33 points for the Suns, who dropped the Pacers to 1-11 with a 133-98 blowout win. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see some partial sunshine at times with high temperatures approaching the mid-50s for Bozeman, closer to 60 for a high temperature for Billings. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s for Bozeman, but lower 40s tonight for Billings. Tuesday, dry for Bozeman, slight chance for morning shower for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
42 days for what? I forget who I was listening to, but they asked that very good question. Democrats shut down the government for 42, well, officially 43 days, and for what? They wanted to give your money to illegal aliens. They put the spotlight on what a failure Obamacare is. They put a spotlight on the fraud in the food stamp program. The Democrats shut it all down. And for what? Check out that story and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
At Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, one of the seven cooperative principles is concern for community. Our Operation Roundup grant program selects nonprofit organizations with projects in need of funding. From healthcare to education, veteran assistance to food insecurity, we want to positively impact the lives of those we serve. Visit YVEC.com for application details. Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, with the energy to thrive.
Guys, don't propose with a ring that she didn't pick out. Trust us, she already has a ring in mind. So engage with Gage Diamonds, in person or online, where Gage's skilled ring designers will work with her to create the perfect setting, matched with the perfect stone. Gage specializes in exquisite lab-grown diamonds. Financing available. GageDiamonds.com. We're engagement's middle name.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Tim, we're back. I'm sitting here smoking and joking with Tim and Savage during the break, and I was like, I better check in. I think the music might be playing. Yeah, thank you, Caden. This is funny, Tim. Caden sends me a message. Are you there? Kind of. It's a Monday, and I haven't had enough coffee yet. So, Tim, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Well, first of all, I finished up that book yesterday that you recommended, Under Siege by Eric Trump. And, man, it's just talk about just you feel like you're just at the table with them. And, for somebody who's part of, one of the biggest dynasties in the world, he's just a down-to-earth guy. And his whole family is, for all of their riches and wealth and golf course and everything, they're just regular folks. And it was just really fascinating hearing that story. And I enjoyed the epilogue more than anything else. That was so cool.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's what I loved about the Eric Trump book is, like, you feel like you're having a personal conversation with Eric Trump, and he's telling you what it's been like for the last 10 years. The longtime family friends who started to disavow them just because he was now a Republican presidential candidate. I mean, it was just fast. But also, like you say, to show how down-to-earth this family is. And I think that's a big part of their success. They remind me of like a small town Montana family that's very successful, local small business owners that they know that they have to stay humble, and that the only reason they're successful is because of the employees they have and the farmers and ranchers that prop up that local economy, and they get that just on a bigger scale.
Yeah, and and it's not just acting humble. I mean, they really are. And the one part I really kind of rocked me was when he defended that female Secret Service agent who was on the stage with his dad. And, you know, she took a lot of grief, and I think I called in bashing her as well. And he said, look, she can outshoot most of the men or all of the men on the detail, and she was real. I mean, the head of the Secret Service, that was a whole Adam Schiff show there. But the actual agents on stage, he said he loved them all, and they were like family. So I appreciated hearing that perspective from him.
Yeah. What I think you called in originally to talk about inflation. What's your take on, you know, just the various conversations we've been having on that front?
Yeah, I keep hearing all this stuff, inflation, we just can't, it's all Trump's fault. Well, I get an email every few weeks. I've got several things in my Amazon subscribe and save account, and when the prices change, they forward you an email. Well, I got an email the other day, and I got a lot of things in the basket, you know, some proteins and some all-natural, you know, peanut butters and stuff like that that I like to stay on, and all but one of them dropped in price by a pretty significant amount. And at the same time, I'm driving back and forth across Montana repeatedly this month, and then I'm heading back to Missoula tomorrow for meetings, and gas prices are at the lowest they have been in many, many years. I'm paying down into the 270s for gas. And so all of this crying about, oh, Trump is causing this and this and this, and all of the taxes are going up, and it's all because of his tariffs. Well, that's just a bunch of crap. Pay attention, people. Your prices are going down. Gas prices are going down. The cost of living is going down. You've got federal funds rates take time to shift and to filter through the economy. If they're dropping the federal fund rates, your mortgage prices are going down. Life is getting much more affordable. And so quit blaming Trump for everything that happened in the 4 years when he wasn't president.
That's right. And yeah, look at the gas prices. The Democrats were doing weekly updates on gas prices 4 months ago. They're not doing it now. They don't even want to talk about gas prices. Hey, Tim, 30 seconds to go, and then Gary in Billings, stay with us for the next hour because I want to get to you, even though we ran out of time this hour. But the Department of Education during the government shutdown, did anybody miss it?
It didn't touch me at all. It didn't touch the vast majority of our schools. Didn't feel a blip on it. I mean, there might have been a little bit of a delay in a couple of areas, but nothing of any consequence at all. Close it down. Block grant that money to the states and let Susie Hedlund and her great office staff disperse that money out to the states and let Montana run education.
Well said. And you're a county school superintendent, and you're sitting here saying, the government shut down. Yeah, nobody really missed the Department of Education at the federal level. All right, great to get your take. Thanks for calling in.
From the Mattress Firm studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM. Home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.